I'm talking about the kind of diplomacy that's going to end the destruction of your country.
Yes, but if you
Mr. President, with respect, I think it's disrespectful for you to come into the Oval Office and try to litigate this in front of the American media. Right now, you guys are going around and forcing conscripts to the front lines because you have manpower problems. You should be thanking the president for trying to bring an end to this conflict.
Have you ever been to Ukraine that you say what problems we have?
I have been to.
Come once.
I've actually watched and seen the stories, and I know what happens is you bring them on a propaganda tour, Mr. President. Do you disagree that you've had problems bringing people into your military?
We have problems.
And do you think that it's respectful to come to the Oval Office of the United States of America and attack the administration that is trying to prevent the destruction of your country?
A lot of questions. Let's start from the beginning.
Sure.
Again, sound from an absolute horrifying meeting in the Oval Office this morning. Answer to Vice President Vance. Yes, we have the draft in Ukraine, and Ukrainians are proudly serving their country. Didn't your president dodge the draft, President Bone Spurs? How dare you criticize the draft in my country? Audrey from Watertown, welcome to the show. I appreciate you as a new caller. Go ahead.
Yes, if we don't band together and protest, our democracy will be gone. We have to arm ourselves and speak out. I have a Capitol switchboard number. I suggest that
go ahead
I will
and
give it to you.
Yeah, share it, Audrey. 20, please do.
202-224-3121.
That's 202-224-3121.
And then it wouldn't hurt to call Tammy Baldwin. And there are other phone numbers that I do not have.
Yeah, thanks, Audrey. Folks, we will put every phone number for every MAGA elected official in the Wisconsin delegation. So that's Brian Stile, Van Orton, Tom Tiffany, Scott Fitzgerald, and Glenn Grothman. And of course, Rojo got to go, Senator Johnson. We'll put all of their numbers and their emails in today's show chat. Capital switchboard number. Thank you, Audrey. New caller, we appreciate you. 202-224-3121. Going to another new caller, Pat from Oshkosh. Welcome to the Maggie Dawn Show. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. Thanks for taking my call. I'm with everyone else in the embarrassment over what happened today. My daughter had a suggestion of something that could be done to show support. On Tuesday evening, there is the sort of State of the Union address being presented by Donald Trump. Every single representative in there that supports Ukraine should simply stand there with their backs
turned
to the president. Yep. And offer absolutely no reaction. No booing, no yelling, but nothing but silence with their backs turned to him. And anyone that is supporting him, all right, then everybody jumps on their bandwagon and expresses our opinions to them and what we feel should be done.
Thanks so much, Pat from Oshkosh, another new caller. If you are a new caller, you will go to the top of the list, front of the call line, 855-752-4842, 855-75-CIVIC. If you've been trying to get through or you are on hold and you got dropped or hung up, do call back. We've got a little bit of room in the caller queue, 855-75-CIVIC. That's 855-752-4842. Don from Milwaukee, thanks for your patience, sir. Go ahead.
Hi, Maggie. Thank you. I saw the news breaking, and I actually saw it. I could not believe it. This man, this so-called man, did you see the rage? He's a traitor. This guy's a loose cannon, and I'm calling upon the Republicans. He has to be removed from office. This guy went into a rage. I've never seen nothing like this. He verbally assaulted. I felt sorry for this Zelensky. Hey, he is a good man. He He loves his people. He loves his country. That's more than I can say about Trump. That's more or less what I've got to say, but it's just, it's shameful.
Don, I agree with you. Thank you, sir. Yeah, there was only one man of honor in the Oval Office today, and his name was Volodymyr Zelensky. We should be supporting the Ukrainians, not bowing a knee, taking a knee to Vladimir Putin for God knows what upside for Donald Trump and his billionaire buddies that they want to hand $4.2 trillion in tax cuts to. Has the Republican Party entirely, like, we thought they had lost their way and abandoned ship, but this is of a whole nother level and type. Jennifer from Romeoville saying this on the text line, this country I live in, its leadership is treating Ukrainian's head of state like a naughty child. This say thank you nonsense, it's an obscenity. I'm speechless and nauseated. I have such respect for President Zelensky for refusing Trump's demands. Hear, hear. Wisco Paul, you're up next, sir.
Thanks for taking my call. I'll make this quick, Maggie. First of all, there is no Republicans with enough guts to stand up to the man. And Zelensky was set up today.
Yes.
Total set up, and it's really sad to see it. My question for you is, I don't see any hope except through the courts. You being a lawyer, is there still hope, I hope there is, for the courts to put some stop on the things that are going on?
Yeah, thanks so much, Paul. I hope you're doing well, friend. Yes, I do think we have some hope in the courts, but our greatest hope lies in the reasonableness, the good faith of the vast majority of American people. And that means that in less than 5 weeks, in just over 4 weeks, we're going to decide whether the Trump MAGA-supporting Brad Shameless Shill Schimmel is elected to our state Supreme Court, which might as well be, you know, Donald Trump mini, also bending a knee to Vladimir Putin. If we want that guy running our state Supreme Court, who failed to test 9,000 rape kits when he was attorney general, who abandoned victims. April 1st, that's when we stand up. We stand up in the midterms. We protest. We speak. 855-752-4842. 855-75-CIVIC. If you're on the lines, stay there. We're going to get to each and every one of you. I'm going to try to get all the text messages in. Join our conversation. A day that will live in infamy when the United States, in the Oval Office, bent a knee to dictator and authoritarian Vladimir Putin, undoing 85 years of American foreign policy, spitting in the face of our veterans and the most fundamental American values. More when we come back right here on the Maggie Dawn Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842.